growing old, he doesn't have children. And now he gets a child, and his only wish and desire is that I can hope one day the son of mine will be big and strong enough, and now he will help me in my work. And comes the day when فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, when he came of age that he could help his father now, his father had a dream, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, that I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you. And this dream was seen by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on 3 consecutive nights. We know that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam receive wahi by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of dreams sometimes. And the Mufassirin write, the hikmat of seeing it in a dream and not giving it directly to him was that if it was given directly, the command of slaughtering your son, then come what may, he is supposed to have slaughtered him. But we know how the story progresses. He asks his son, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you think about this? And Ismail, a young son, he could have said anything. He could have said anything. Are you crazy? Are you mad? How can you even think about this? But what did he say, Ismail? In all his simplicity and humility and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, O my beloved father, do as you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ, إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, by Allah's will, you will find me as those that are patient. Anyway, the time came and he and his father, Ibrahim and Ismail, left. And on the way, Shaitan came to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and tried to turn him against his father and say, what is your father doing to you? And every time he spelted the Shaitan with 7 pebbles. And this remains a sunnah till this day that the people will perform in Hajj. They reach the Kaaba, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam places his son on his side. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, he turns him on his side. He sharpens the knife. There is a long discussion between father and son on how they should carry out this qurbani. Nevertheless, he is tied. His father places the knife on the throat of the child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the ability of cutting from the knife. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says from the skies, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That then in ram, he comes down with a ram. He comes down with a ram to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْهٍ عَظِيمٍ, and we have replaced it with a ram, so slaughter the ram. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then slaughters the ram and spares Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spares the life of his child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, most definitely you have fulfilled the command of this dream. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had 2 options. His first option was to follow the cry of his heart. It's his son. It's his beloved son. It was a dream. He could have interpreted the dream anyhow he wanted to. But what did he do? Or to submit to the call of his Rabb. He chose what faith loves and what the heart hates. He chose what faith, what iman loves and what the heart hates. Every person's heart, his nafs, is inclined towards wrong. But yeah, he did what iman loves. Till this day, it is a sunnah in the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that once a year we slaughter an animal. According to the fuqaha, it is wajib upon every adult Muslim in the home. We'll come to some of those misconceptions and the clarity thereof in a little while. So qurbani is an annual reflection of our pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So qurbani is an annual reflection on this pledge that we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That indeed my salah, my sacrifice, my life and my death is all for Allah. All for Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the Rabb of the Lords. Eid al-Adha on the 10th, then should reverberate with the cries of surrender, submission, and sacrifice. It is a reminder that life is about action, struggle, and endurance. This is the spirit of Qurbani. This is the true spirit of Qurbani, that of sacrifice. But unfortunately, what has happened with Qurbani is that we have made it a charity. Organizations advertise Qurbani, some vying with one another who can be the cheapest, and at the end is who can get the most numbers of Qurbani done in one part of the world. When we go out of the masjid, we'll see on our car window, Qurbani in South Africa, in Middelburg, is over 2,000. And we'll see on our gate there, advertised in Vietnam for 1,095. And we'll say to ourselves, oh, mashallah, we can get two for the price of one. But that is not Qurbani. That is charity. Then some people will say, no one in my house eats mutton. It's all going to go to waste. I'll send it to those people that are poor. There are plenty poor people in our vicinity. There are plenty poor people in our vicinity. Make the Qurbani yourself. Be witness to the Qurbani yourself. And then if you want to give the whole sheep away in sadaqah to poor people, by all means do so. People say it's too expensive. Yes, it's much more expensive than what it was a couple of years ago. But is it really expensive? If we have to look at the amount of money we spend for eat clothes for the day, if we have to look at the price of a new cell phone, when we want to buy a house, then we buy the best. When we buy a car, we want to buy the best. When we buy anything for that matter, we want to buy the best. But then when Allah is asking for me and you once a year, besides your zakat that is compulsory, Qurbani is also compulsory. Why do we want to give it to some organization to do it in another country? We don't know the animal, we've never seen the animal, we don't even know who's going to do it, when they're going to do it, and unfortunately in some of the instances, if they are going to do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. It's very easy. We find banking details on our WhatsApp of some organization, it comes, we do a EFT, and we forget about the Qurbani, it's gone and it's done, dusted. I discharge my obligation. Yes, according to fiqh rulings, if the Qurbani is discharged in whichever country it is, if it is discharged, well and good, alhamdulillah, your obligation, by the means of the core of your obligation is fulfilled. But that is not the spirit of Qurbani, because Qurbani is not a charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed, witness your Qurbani being slaughtered. How are we going to do it if it's in another country? On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the animal is going to come in front of you on the day of Qiyamah with all its wool and all its blood and all its horns. And it will help you cross the pool Sirat. But you're only going to have reliance on someone to help you if you know the person. Otherwise you're going to be skeptical. Here is an animal that's coming that you never saw in your life. Or is it an animal that you slaughtered with your hands and you're going to enjoy his company helping you over the pool Sirat? Yes, by all means, once the Qurbani of every adult in the home is done, and you want to do a nafil sadaqah for your mother or father that passed away, or sibling that passed away, or for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, by all means, then send it away to Vietnam or Malawi or India or wherever else. If we have the means, do our Qurbani at home. There are many sunnahs attached with doing the Qurbani at home ourselves. By at home, I don't mean maybe in your backyard. At the abattoir, but you doing it physically. Number one is that the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witness your Qurbani being done. If your qurbani is not there, we can't witness it being done. That said, if our children are baligh and they need to do qurbani and they have wealth on the day of Eid, equal to the amount of nisab, which is about 4,500 rand today, then qurbani becomes wajib on them. Take them with you. Take our mothers and our daughters with. Take them to the farm. Take them to the abattoir. Or if you're doing it at home, all the better. Let everyone in the house become involved in this. Because that is the spirit of qurbani. Let them leave all the high heels and all the fancy cloaks for that 1 hour. Let them get in the blood. Let them slaughter themselves. Then the true appreciation we will realize. The true reward we will realize. It's nice flying down to Cape Town. But it's even better driving along the garden route and witnessing everything. We don't want just the end result. We want to experience the whole reward of our qurbani. The second sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to your qurbani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the morning of Eid al-Adha never ate until this animal was slaughtered and he partook of the meat of that animal. Now if our animal is in Malawi, when are we going to break our fast? After a month when they send it a small piece for you? No. Another sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, it is mustahab, but it is a sunnah. Once a year we have the opportunity and the ability of fulfilling the sunnah, so why not? So after you fast in the morning and break your fast with part of the animal, even if it's a kaleji, if you're not going to cut a piece of yourself, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see the moon of Dhul Hijjah, if you see the moon of Dhul Hijjah, then don't cut your nails and don't trim any of your hair. And if our qurbani is in another country, we don't know when they're going to do it, first day, second day, or third day. So when are we going to come out from our state of ihram? The people of, when they are going for hajj, while they're in ihram, they don't trim any hair, they don't cut their nails. And this is to be like them. So we also don't cut our nails and cut our hair from Sunday night until after your qurbani is done. So all of us, inshallah, let us make a firm intention that I'm going to find out where I can acquire a sheep at this time, which abattoir or which farmer or which whoever, which person I can get a sheep from, and I'm going to make sure that me, my wife, and my baligh children are going to perform qurbani ourselves this year. And if we have sent already to whichever country, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full reward. And if you can, make intention that that qurbani now becomes a nafil and we do ours ourselves. This is only to revive the spirit of qurbani in our lives. To reaffirm our pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salah, my sacrifice, my living, my dead is only for Allah. And that spirit of qurbani will come with us throughout the year. When we find ourselves in a position, whether I'm going to obey Allah or whether I'm going to obey my nafs, then it's going to be easy for us to put a knife on our nafs, to put a knife on our desires, to put our nafs on our haram, and we're going to fulfill the pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of exerting ourselves in the next 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an accepted qurbani. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those that are gone for hajj and grant them a hajj maqbool and a hajj mabroor. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله يا الصلاة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا صمنا ولا ضحينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرا وحنينا أما بعد فقد حان شهر ذو الحجة الحرام شرعت لها لنا فيها الأحكام أعظمها التضحية من بهيمة الأنعام وستذكر في خطبة عشر هذه الأيام ومنها صيام العشر بمعنى التسع والقيام وكل عمل من شرائع الإسلام فقال عليه سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده ومنها التكبير دبر الصلاة المكتوبات وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من يوم النحر ويقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان علي يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من أيام التشريق ويكبر بعد العصر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غردا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم.